Hello.
Mr. Jenkinson, is that you?
Yes.
I think I just hit my baseball into your backyard again.
What? Today?
I'm sorry.
Today of all days, you hit your baseball into my backyard.
Yeah, Mr. Jenkinson, it's the 4th of July. Everybody's playing baseball. It's America's pastime.
Well, that's not what I was doing today.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jenkins.
I wasn't even supposed to be home today.
What were you supposed to be doing?
I was hoping to march in the parade, playing that big bass drum in the marching band.
Whoa, that guy's always really cool.
He is cool, but I can't do it because I sprained my ankle.
Whoa, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you can't carry that big drum if you sprained your ankle.
Makes me upset.
Gosh. That really stinks.
Are you playing ball by yourself out there? Who are you playing with?
Well, my dad's here, but don't tell him this, but he kind of sucks.
What do you mean? He sucks at baseball?
Well, yeah.
Did he hit the ball into my window?
No, just into your yard, Mr. Jenkinson.
Oh, okay.
Your window's fine this time.
Oh, good. Thank God.
But, yeah, my dad's not a very good catcher, and he's supposed to catch the fly balls, but he didn't catch this one.
Well, I'd go out in the yard and get it for you, but my ankle is sprained. I'm injured.
Honey?
Yeah.
Honey, who are you talking to?
Mom, it's Mr. Jenkinson again.
Yes.
I hit the baseball in his backyard.
Are you bothering that old man?
Mom, you know that I don't have any other way to get the ball back. I'm trying to be polite.
Yes, just politely ask him if you can get your ball and then hang up the phone.
Why don't you put it on speakerphone?
Okay, Mom, here, I'll let you talk to Mr. Jenkinson. Please help me. He's really sad today.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, Mr. Jenkinson, I'm going to put you on speaker with my mom, too. Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Silverstein.
Hello, Mr. Jenkinson. You're not feeling well?
My ankle is sprained. I got beat up.
Oh
my gosh, Mr. Jenkinson.
I was assaulted.
Gosh, that's terrible.
How did that happen?
Well, I was at an auction.
Okay.
You see, it was an auction for collectibles.
Oh,
wow.
I like to collect movie memorabilia.
Wow.
Props and things from famous movies that I like.
Mr. Jenkinson, that's actually really cool.
Thanks, I like it.
Yeah, I didn't
too.
Know they had auctions like that here in Indiana. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have them all over the place.
Hmm.
Wow.
Because it's such a niche market, you know, that they got to kind of travel around before, because some of these items, they don't sell at all sometimes at these auctions. But they just have to find the right market. But usually if there's one person bidding on an item at an auction, there's more than one person at that auction bidding on that item. It always somehow works out like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I won my auction. Which was for the shoe phone from Get Smart. You ever seen that shoe phone?
Mom won't let me watch Get Smart.
Oh, wow. It's good. It's a good show.
Yeah, I've been told I'm a little bit strict, but
You don't let them watch Get Smart?
No, not until she's
it's wholesome.
15.
I don't even know how you would watch Get Smart these days, to be honest. It's got to be on one of them services, but I don't know which one.
Well, you know, they have that new one with Steve Carell.
Talking about.
Excuse me, young lady?
I haven't seen it.
The Rock's in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
With his big muscles.
Right.
I think he takes his shirt off.
I think he does in every movie he's in. But maybe not Moana, because he's a cartoon.
No, I think even in that movie, he takes his shirt off.
That's right, he's shirtless.
He's shirtless most of that whole movie.
Wow, Mr. Jenkinson, have you seen Moana?
Yes, I'm a big movie buff.
Wow.
I see most of the movies that go in the theater. I got one of them AMC Premier Members, Stubbs memberships.
Wow.
Wow, so you go to the movies like at least once a week.
Oh, more than once a week.
Oh my gosh.
Three times.
What about now that your ankle's sprained? No movies?
No movies for me.
Wow.
So I got beat up. He beat me up because he wanted that shoe phone and he just stole it from me.
Oh my gosh.
How sad to beat up an old man.
Well, I'm not that old. I mean, I'm older than y'all.
Yeah, you're just old man Jenkinson.
That's what people call me.
Not when they're trying to get their baseball back.
I'm only 71 years old. That's not that old.
Wait, you're only 71?
How old did you think I was?
Like 200?
200?
Oh, sweetie, that's insane.
Well, Mrs. Silverstein, how old did you think I was?
82.
82? 82?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's a whole 11 years older than I really am.
That's really good math, Master Jenkins.
Thank you.
You need to be my math tutor.
I got to start taking better care of myself, I suppose. It's going to take me a minute to get down there to open the gate so you can get in the backyard.
Yeah.
And get your ball there. But here, I'm start hobbling down.
Okay, do you need any help, Mr. Jenkinson? I could try to help you.
I mean, I could use some help, but I don't know how you're going to get inside the house to help me.
Yeah.
I'd have to come down and open the door for you.
Okay.
I'm upstairs.
Well, I'll come
that's
over.
That's where I am right now. I'm upstairs.
How did you even get up there with your hurt ankle?
It took me a long time to get up here. I just got up here. I just got settled in. And then my phone rang. I pick up my phone. And now I got to go downstairs.
Gosh.
Honey, can your ball wait? Do you have to have it right now?
No, you're right. You're right, Mr.
Jenkinson. I don't want the ball just sitting in my backyard.
Okay. No, I'll meet you on your front porch. Mom, you're going to have to come with me in case he needs our help.
All right.
Stay on the line in case I fall down.
Okay. I'm coming out. Come on, Mom.
Just be careful, please.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Oh, God damn it. I'm caught on something.
Okay, Mom, do I just knock? My bandage is caught. Just knock?
Yeah, just knock.
My bandage is caught.
I mean, he knows we're coming.
Okay. Mr. Jenkinson?
What? Why are you knocking? I know you're there.
I'm trying to be polite.
I've taught my daughter manners, okay?
Okay, yes, I suppose you should knock. But the door's locked. I can't come downstairs, okay. And my bandage got caught. It got caught on my stairs.
The Velcro on your bandage is caught on the stairs?
Well, the bandage part of the bandage.
Whoa.
Like the fabric-y. It's like one of the rolls, one of the bandage rolls that you get at Walgreens. You know what I'm talking about? With gauze underneath.
Oh, God. I didn't realize your brain was bloody like that.
Your brain bleeding? Mr. Jenkinson, we need to take you to the hospital.
I just didn't know what to do, so I did that myself.
Does it make you feel better?
Yeah, a little cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really what it was about. I wasn't bleeding.
Okay.
It probably helps when it gets caught on the stairs and stuff like that to have some cushion.
Yeah, I suppose it does. So I just going to it's taking me a minute to get it uncaught.
That's okay.
I didn't even realize there was a nail sticking out of my stairs.
Oh my gosh.
It's not sticking out of the floor. No, it's not that side of the nail.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like sticking out of the... You know where the floorboards meets the wall, and then there's like a trim along the floor. There's a nail sticking out of that. It's the head of the nail, and that's got caught on my bandage.
Yeah. No, that's always a summer project.
I got it, though.
My dad makes me do. I'm glad you got it. That's tricky.
Yeah. That's a summer project your dad makes you do?
Yeah. Out on the porch, though, and just all the nails that have come up over the air, I just go out there with my little hammer and put them back. Wow.
Yeah. And what do you get when you finish that project?
What do you get?
Dad said I wasn't supposed to.
What do you get?
I get to watch a TV show that Mom doesn't let me watch.
Oh, what? Well, there it is.
Don't tell Dad.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say you get like $5.
That's what I thought, too. News to me, Haley.
And I was going to say, if you ever want another $5, you're more than welcome to come over here and fix the nails on my stairway.
Well, I like $5, but I also like watching SpongeBob.
Your mom doesn't let you watch the SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, she says they're disrespectful to their parents.
Yeah, do they have parents? You know how I feel about that SpongeBob.
I didn't know they had parents on the SpongeBob SquarePants. I thought they were all grown adults.
That's what I thought too, but she said, you haven't seen it, you don't know. And then I said, yeah.
I mean, he lives in a pineapple all by himself. And then Patrick lives under that rock all by himself. And Squidward lives... What the... Is that some sort of tiki idol head that Squidward lives in?
Yeah, like one of the Easter Island head.
Do you know that?
Yeah, like a Easter Island head.
Yep.
But it sunk. You know, in the Easter Island, you know them heads actually have bodies underground?
Whoa. Mr. Jenkins, do you have one of those too from a movie?
I have a prop of an Easter Island head from a movie, but it doesn't have a body. The real ones got bodies, but for movies, they don't need to make that because that's all underground.
Fascinating. How's it coming on getting down the stairs again?
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there. I'm wanting to get... I got a little hungry, so I went to my fridge.
Oh, what did you...
So you made it down the stairs.
Yes.
But I had a pit stop at the fridge.
Pit stop at the fridge.
Okay.
Did you get a soda?
I'm getting a chicken salad sandwich.
I love chicken salad, Mr. Jenkinson. Bring me some.
Bring me some chicken salad sandwich.
Well, you can't just take this man's food. Sorry. We're just trying to get our baseball.
No, it's okay. I got plenty of chicken salad. They had it on sale. Big old tubs of it.
Mom was on sale.
I'm never going to eat all this chicken salad. I could make you a couple sandwiches to take home if you want.
Clearance chicken salad? I don't know.
It's still good. It's before the date. It's just the dates is approaching.
That sounds great, Mr. Jenkinson. Okay, I'll
make... How many do you want?
How many do you want, Mom?
I can make you like 4, 5.
We will take one, one for Haley, and that will be it.
Okay, all right. That's up to you.
Okay.
Just one. Do you want a lot of chicken salad?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A lot of chicken salad.
My greedy child.
Mom, do you hear it? It sounds so good.
Do you want a pickle spear?
Yes, absolutely, right. Mr. Jenkinson. Mom, why have I never hung out with Mr. Jenkinson? He's so cool.
I got some homemade apple cider if you want a glass of that to wash this chicken salad sandwich down.
Wow. Is it fresh?
Oh, yes. It's homemade.
Oh, my gosh. I told you he uses those apple trees, Mom.
I didn't make it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I do use the apple trees, but I don't have a press.
Oh, sure.
So I give the apples to a friend of mine. And they do commingle with other people's apples.
Wow.
And we all share the cider that is then made from the collective juice.
Wow, that's cool.
Several trees worth of apples to make one cider?
Well, he makes it all together because some people's trees don't make enough apples.
Oh.
But other people's trees make more than enough apples. So we all even it out. We share.
That sounds great.
Beautiful story.
Yes, he makes the best cider. It's my friend Jim.
Oh, that's great. Are you ready to come to the door?
Do you want a glass of
cider? Yeah, Mr. Jenkinson, of course.
Do you want hot or cold? I can heat it up for you. It'll just take me a second.
Cold is fine to go with the cold chicken salad.
Cold is fine.
Sure. Absolutely. Would you like a little paprika on your chicken salad?
Good God.
I guess not. My mom's kind of in a rush.
Okay, have you ever tried it? It adds a little bit of a bold kick to your chicken salad.
She's not one for bold kicks.
All right, fine. No paprika.
I'm not very bold.
All right, here I come.
I don't kick.
We don't play soccer. We play baseball.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. I'm at the door here. I just got to... Oh, shoot. Now my hands are full.
Of course.
Oh, gosh. Mr. Jenkinson, I'm so sorry.
I don't want to put the sandwich on the floor.
Can you put the glass of cider on the floor?
Well, hold on one second. I can put the... Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the sandwiches on a little plate. I'm going to put the little plate on the glass of cider.
Yep. Okay.
Balance it as I open the door.
Whoa.
And Mr. Be careful of your ankle. You got a lot.
I understand.
Got a lot to balance.
I know my body.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry.
So far, so good.
Oh, that's good.
Door's unlocked. Oh, gosh, dang it.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Oh, no, I've done. I done dropped the sandwich. I'm so sorry.
Salad, chicken salad everywhere.
I'll make you another sandwich.
No, Mr. Jenkinson, I got more than enough
chicken salad.
I understand that you have enough chicken salad, but we didn't need it in the first place. No, right?
It's okay. Right. I'll be right back. What do you mean by that? What are you saying to your child?
No, I just meant we came here for the baseball, and now it's turned into this.
Are you saying that your child should not eat a chicken salad sandwich? And a delicious pickle spear?
I just didn't think it was the time or the place.
Yeah, we have chicken salad at home, is what my mom's trying to say, Mr.
Jenkinson. It's always a time and place for a hospitable offering, you know, chicken salad sandwich. I didn't spill the cider.
How about I just take that and I get my baseball?
No, I'm going to make you that chicken salad sandwich. You guys wait right here. I'll be right back. Here's the cider.
Can I at least help you clean up the spill?
No, I got it.
Oh, yes, sir. I got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Jenkinson.
So let me wipe this up real quick. Whoa. I'm going to make you a chicken salad sandwich, and I will be right back.
Yes, sir.
Mom.
Yeah?
This cider is the best cider I've ever tasted.
Really?
It tastes like all the best apple trees in the world created their apples for this one glass of cider.
Wow. Can I try it?
Yeah. Here you go, Mom.
Oh, no. Thanks.
Oh my God.
Right? It's so good.
It's better than I would have ever expected from Mr. Jenkinson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mom, I think you're too quick to judge him.
Do you want a glass of cider, Mrs. Silverstein?
Yes, actually, that would be very nice.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkinson.
Okay, here's your sandwich.
Whoa.
Here's your cider.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, looks like you could use a refill.
I mean, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. You guys wait right here.
Sorry, Mom. I know The Bachelor is about to come on, and I know you want to get home in time to watch.
We're going to be here all afternoon. It's the final rose tonight.
Mom, the chicken salad is really good, too.
Oh, here you go, Mrs. Silverstein.
Thank you.
Wow, thanks, Mr. Jenkinson.
Yes, of course.
Can I come get my baseball now?
Out of the backyard?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Would you like to come through the kitchen, or did you want to go back out front and then around to the side to the gate?
I mean, whatever's easiest for you. You have a hurt ankle.
Probably go through, but then you have to. You'll see more of my house. And I don't know if you wanted to do that. You will see personal items, photographs of my family.
Okay. Is that okay?
My diploma from DePaul University.
Oh.
Wow.
Great.
Mom, can we go through?
If that's what you really want.
I mean, maybe we'll see some of the movie memorabilia on the way.
You will see some of the movie memorabilia
Mom,
on the
we
way.
Gotta go. We gotta go inside.
Okay.
I actually have the shoelaces worn by Harrison Ford in the first Indiana Jones movie.
What?
The shoelaces from his shoes.
Mom, I know I can't watch that movie either, but it looks so cool.
Why can't you watch that movie? Is it because Nazis get their faces melted off at the end?
Yeah, that's why.
Sorry, I gave it away.
Whoa.
He doesn't care about spoilers.
Gosh, is he really a movie buff if he doesn't care about spoilers?
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, well, it's okay. Just point out the shoelaces as we go, Mr. Jenkinson.
Okay, well, that's not the only item of interest that I have.
I'm sure we're going to see lots of things that are really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have anything from SpongeBob? I mean, do you have anything from Bluey?
Bluey?
That's the one
That other cartoon?
That's the one.
That's a Flash animation? No, there's nothing physical at all in that show to exist.
Whoa.
It exists as a code inside
gosh.
Of computers.
Mom, I gotta watch something.
That gets sent through mainframes and satellite
all right,
dishes.
Let's not break our heart on Bluey here, okay?
All right.
I just thought he looked so real.
With SpongeBob, you could get memorabilia in the form of an animation cell.
Whoa.
And sometimes they use the, you know how they will cut to above the sea?
Yeah.
And then there's like people's hands holding things, or maybe like a starfish on a stick or something like that.
Yeah. They show the starfish on a stick sometimes.
Now, those things you can buy.
Do you have any?
No, that's out of my price range.
Okay. Oh, are those expensive?
Oh, very expensive. Wow. In fact, this shoe phone from Get Smart is the most money I've ever spent on an item of memorabilia.
Oh, and it got stolen from you.
I do have something from SpongeBob. From one of them, from that first movie they did when they cut to the live action part.
Yeah, what is it?
I have one thing from that. Well, they show the person's hand holding the stick.
You have his hand?
No, but later that day, they cut their fingernails.
Oh, no.
And I have the fingernail clippings, and that's the fingernails clippings from the fingernails in the movie. So those fingernails were in the movie.
Okay, I'm going to get my baseball now, Mr. Jenkinson. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Mom, come with me.
I'll just point out more things as we pass them.
Okay.
It's a long hallway,
of
you see.
Of course it is.
The house is designed like a long, it's one long hallway going from the front door to the back door with rooms on the side.
Yeah, this looks really different than our house, Mom.
It's very different. That's why I love this neighborhood, is every house is so different.
Mm. Kind of reminds me of a creepy hotel hallway.
It kind of does. I could see that, especially because this rug is from a movie called Room 28, and it's the hotel rug from that movie.
Amazing.
Yep.
That's right. Sounds scary.
It is a scary movie.
Oh, gosh. I'm not allowed to watch scary movies either.
Oh, there's some good ones.
That's okay.
Okay.
Do you have any... memorabilia from any lighthearted movies
something
kids can watch? She doesn't watch SpongeBob.
What does she watch?
No, but
Bluey.
Bluey is computers.
Wait, but look, down at the end of the hall.
Yeah. Yep.
I would recognize that anywhere.
What?
It's Wishbone, the dog. It's his collar.
That's right. That's true.
But, Mr. Jenkinson.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Did you get this before or after Wishbone went off the air?
Well, I got it a bit after.
Okay.
Wishbone went off the air.
Just making sure you didn't steal his collar from him when he was in his prime.
No, and actually this was the collar used on the stunt dog.
Whoa. Man, I knew Wishbone was cool.
I couldn't afford Wishbone's collar that Wishbone wore.
Yeah, not the
real
Wishbone.
I could only afford Wishbone's collar that the stunt dog wore.
Yeah.
Now it was the fourth stunt dog.
Oh, they flew through them, didn't they?
Oh, they went through like 12 on that show.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
12 stunt dogs.
Wow. All right. Okay, well, that's
because they put that Wishbone through hell. Those dogs kept dying and dying. Run over by the crew, you know, sometimes killed by cameras,
Mr.
or
Jenkinson.
Microphones, electrical things,
Mr.
issues
Jenkinson.
With the set.
Mr. Jenkinson.
A lot of those actors were very volatile
Honey,
people, too.
It's okay.
And sometimes they would take out their anger and frustrations.
Mr. Jenkinson.
On what?
She is upset.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Can we please not discuss puppies dying?
Did you want another chicken
dying?
Salad sandwich?
No, we want to get the baseball.
Okay.
And get the heck out
of
here.
I'm sorry.
I really miss Wishbone.
Oh,
yeah. The show, not the dog. I didn't know I needed to miss the dog, too.
Oh, right. Well, the actual one dog, that was only like two or three dogs.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's not better. Okay.
What an adventure this has turned out to be.
Is this the door?
Yes, right there. That's the door that leads to my back deck, and then just through there is the backyard.
We've made it, Haley. Ready?
Mom, well, I can see the baseball.
The back deck is a little big.
But I can see the baseball, Mr. Jenkinson. Can
this
I go
is where
grab
I have
it?
My parties.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It's out on this back deck. You see, it's a screened-in room, and I got a lot more memorabilia out here, too.
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna go grab my baseball, Mr. Jenkinson.
That's a great idea.
All right.
Okay.
If it's just out through there, then you got to go down out the deck and then down the little stairs there.
Okay, I'm going to go. Right. Mom.
Yep. Watch out, though. Watch out for my animals.
Okay.
Excuse me. What kind of animals are we talking about?
Oh, I got all sorts of things back there.
In the backyard?
Oh, yes.
We didn't know this. We've lived next to you for years.
Well, I like to collect animals that are related to famous animals.
Mom,
are they still living?
The famous animals or the animals that I buy?
The ones that you own.
The ones in the backyard are living.
Oh.
After they pass, I get them stuffed and mounted. And those are in my bedroom.
Oh.
Okay.
What a fun fact.
That is a room that I would like to not see before I go.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
But I see the baseball. I'm going to go grab it really quick. I'll be right back.
Please. Thank you.
What did she mean when she said she'd like to not see my room?
Because you have stuffed dead animals in there.
What does that mean, though, to not see something?
Sir, I think we are not on the same page.
Okay. I'm sorry. Perhaps I just misunderstood.
You're really showing your age right now, Mr. Jenkinson.
I don't understand.
Look, my Mom, I found it.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good. You knew you weren't bothered?
No.
The gator didn't get you?
No.
That's good.
I was really surprised when the goat screamed at me, though.
Oh, yes. He screams.
Yeah. Is he from that Thor movie where the goats scream?
Well, no, but you see, his cousin is.
Oh, right. Related to famous animals. Okay.
I can't afford famous animals or their immediate offspring.
Okay.
But once you get out to cousins, second cousins, nieces, nephews, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. Uncles, aunts.
Gosh. Well, nonetheless, I've never heard one of those goats scream in real life, but I got the baseball. And, Mom, look, I found the Frisbee.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about the Frisbee.
Yeah, one time I tried to play Frisbee because I saw it in a movie.
What movie?
I think it was Air Bud. Because he tries to teach him how to play Frisbee and basketball and football and baseball.
You know what? I have a Frisbee that they used in rehearsal for Air Bud.
What?
That's
Mr. Jenkinson, that's the coolest thing you have.
If you'd like to see it, I can go get it. But it's in my attic.
Okay. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, all right.
But maybe if some other time.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome back anytime. And like I said, there's $5 in it if you want to fix my stairs.
Wow. Okay, I'll remember that. Thanks, Mr. Jenkinson. All right.
Are you sure you don't want a chicken tail sandwich for the road?
We are good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's really good, though. Thanks, Mr. Jenkinson.
You're welcome.
We made it, Mom.
That was a trip. Please never do that to me again.
I'm going to play baseball somewhere else next time.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.